主的恩典，我们这一节呢，我们来查考充满活力的教会。
Praise God for His abundance blessing. And so tonight, today we're going to study a church full of vitality.
我们知道教会发展的过程当中
，And we know in the growing of a church,
一定会有一些流失的信徒
，There will be members that are lost.
也会有一些闲置的信徒
，And well, as members who have become,
那么若是能够让这些信徒能够发挥他们的恩赐
，However, if we are able to allow these members to grow in their talents,
那么教会就会充满着活力
，Then the church will be full of vitality.
那么这个教会啊，虽然要面临很多的困难
，And this church might face many difficulties.
但是圣经里头这个以西结书三十七章有一段的这个意象。
And however, in Ezekiel chapter 37, there is this vision.
那么这个意象呢，是在预告末后教会要实现的这个事情。
And this is a prophecy concerning the church, what will happen in the church.
在以西结书的三十七章。
In Ezekiel chapter 37.
在那段圣经里面呢。
And in this passage.
它的背景是说，犹大国已经亡国了。
And it is that the background of this chapter is that Judah has already been destroyed.
几乎不可能复国。
And it's impossible for it to be the country to revive.
但是神告诉先知。
But then God told the prophet.
神能够让死人的骨头再复活。
God is able to let the dry bones come to life again.
那么从整个以西结书来看。
And so from the whole book of Ezekiel,
因为在三十八章就预告要末后的大战争了。
Because in chapter 38 is the great battle in the end times.
那么我们的教会怎么跟末后这些敌对神的人征战呢
？So in the end days, how will our church battle against those who are enemies of God?
当然，教会要成为一个强大的军队。
And so that the church has to become one a great army.
在三十七章第十节那里所记载的。
And it's read in chapter 37, verse 10.
那要怎么样变成强大的军队呢
？How do you become this exceedingly great army?
从第七节那里告诉我们。
In verse 7 tells us.
这些死人的骨头要互相联络。
And that these bones need to come together.
那就是说，我们借着联谊让它联络。
And so through communication that they are connected together.
弟兄姐妹要联络了。
And so brothers and sisters need to communicate.
然后骸骨呢要有筋。
And so along with the bones there needs to be tendon.
筋把这些骨头紧紧的连接在一起。
And these tendon connect these bones tightly together.
所以圣经告诉我们要在真道上。就能够合一。
And so through the truth, we are able to be unified.
那么长了肉。
And then the flesh.
一个人他有肉的话才能够行动。
And then through the flesh, then they are able to move.
所以我们就要把爱把它实践出来。
So then we need to act out our love.
那么皮遮盖其上。
And then the flesh to cover all these.
就是由体面的来帮助没有体面的。
To help the honorable to help the dishonorable.
然后最后就是气息进入这个骸骨里面。
And then the spirit will enter into this body.
骸骨就活了，变成强大的军队。
And then these dry bones came to life and became an exceedingly great army.
那么这样这个意象其实在团契的这个真理里面也是不谋而合的。
And so this vision concerning these dry bones are very much related to fellowship.
我们今天下午要领受圣餐。
This afternoon we'll be partaking of Holy Communion.
圣餐的道理就是团契的道理。
And so the teaching of Holy Communion is fellowship.
那团契的道理呢，要实现在生活上面。
And this teaching of fellowship is in our daily life.
那这个团契的道理大概什么样的内容呢
？And so, what is the content of this fellowship?
它竟然跟死人骨头复活的道理是一样的。
It's the same as reviving these dry bones.
我们看到《使徒行传》第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
四十二节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
《使徒行传》第二章四十二节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
四十二节
42
就是 都恒心遵守使徒教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。啊，这个地方告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
那个时候，教会的信徒已经增加到3000人以上了。
At the time, there were already 3,000 members in the church.
你看这些3000人要怎么样团契呢
？How will these 3,000 people fellowship together?
我们可以想象得到，他们一定想互相联络。
Of course, they must have communicated.
啊，那么在这里有谈到彼此的团契哈，彼此交接。
And so here we see that they had fellowship.
啊，就提醒我们他们当时是怎么做的。
And this is a reminder of what we had, had done, what had they done at the time. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 3.
这里告诉我们一个团契的真理。
And here it tells us the truth about fellowship.
那个第三节说，我将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是以父并他儿子耶稣基督相交。这节经文谈到相交。
Here it talks about fellowship.
啊。在我们英文是很清楚了哈。
So in the English version, it's very clear that it's talking about fellowship.
它的翻译就不一样。
But in Chinese, it is the translation is different.
它把它翻译做相交了。
And it is different.
啊，相交意思就是说，把第一节那里所说的起初的这个生命之道呢，来分享。
And so in that, you're sharing this what you have seen and what you have heard.
啊，那么这个。就是团契的真理。
And this is the truth of fellowship.
那么再看到哥林多后书第八章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章的第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 4.
那么在这里呢 提到、说再三的求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份。啊，这里提到教会啊，马其顿教会要来帮助、耶路撒冷的教会。
And so here we can see the church is helping in Macedonia.
啊，那么他们在跟这个保罗说啊，希望他们能够啊给他们这个机会啊来帮助啊那个耶路撒冷教会。
Oh, to help the churches in Jerusalem. So Paul is writing to them, hoping that they will help the church in Jerusalem.
所以第四节这里就讲到在互助的上面有。能够团契啊、
and so that is why in verse 4 it says that in the fellowship of the ministering to the saints.
那么在腓立比书第一章第五节
In Philippians chapter 1 verse 5、
啊、这里提到了、说从头一天直到今天你们是同心合一的兴旺福音、啊、这里提到兴旺福音
And here it talks about the ministering of the gospel.、
啊、那怎么兴旺福音呢
And what does it mean preach,
我们的英文里头是写团契了。
Here in English it says fellowship.
但是我们中文是写同心合意。
But in Chinese it says to work together.
所以简单的说，我们做好团契就能够把福音传开了。
And so in having a good fellowship, then we'll be able to preach the gospel.
所以那个骸骨复活的真理啊。
And so the truth of the valley of the dry vision of the dry bones.
跟团契的真理是不谋而合的。
It's the same as the considering talking about fellowship.
好，那我们再来看到这个团契怎么样把它实践出来呢
？So how do we manifest this fellowship?
在这里提到说要从借着家庭小组来实践。
And here it talks about through home fellowship that we can manifest.
那就是说我们喜乐路教会也是一样，有分作几个区嘛？哈。
And for Cerrito Church, I believe we are from different, divided into different areas.
我们就把它称作小组哈。
We can and say that these are these small groups.
各个家庭都有各个年龄层的信徒。
And in each of these small groups, there are members of all different ages.
那怎么样来带领这个家庭小组呢
？So how do we lead these home fellowships?
啊，我是认为说20岁以上的弟兄是很适合的。
And I believe that brothers who are 20 years are over.And over are very are the most suitable.
啊，那我们呢？若是懂得栽培人才
，and if we know how to train up workers,
我倒认为说，让那些年轻的弟兄来带领看看。
And it would be a good opportunity for our young youth brothers to
那年长者来指导他们怎么带领这个教会的工作。
And older brothers can help them and teach them how to take on this work.
但是我们要有一个观念哈、
哦、，but we need to have this concept.
不要太体谅。弟兄说他很忙
So we should not let to understanding of brothers when they say they are very busy.
反而要鼓励他们要一定要找时间来侍奉
But we need to encourage them that they need to find time to serve.
所以家庭小组的组织很简单。
So it's very the organization of the home fellowship is very easy.
在职务人员下面呢，啊，来分组。
So right under the pastoral department, then you have small groups.
一般来讲，我们都分作两，那一组里头有两个啊组长。
And in each group, there are two coordinators.
这个就是根据主耶稣所说的哈，啊，派。工人出去是两个两个出去。
This is according to the words of Jesus Christ that in sending out workers, you send them out two by two. 啊，
那这个家庭小组呢，我们有几个目标。
And there are some goals for these home fellowships.
啊，就是第一个要把迷羊找回来。
The first is to find the lost sheep.
把流失的信徒把它找回来。
To find the lost members.
把这个信仰要把它好好的传下去。
And to really pass down the faith to them.
把爱心呢，把它带出来。
And to bring out the love.
最后福音就传开了。
And in doing so, then the gospel is preached.
所以我们要传福音其实也不难啊。
So actually, for us to preach the gospel is not difficult.
用这种的组织的方式带动。
And if we can use and do this in this manner,
啊，这个是符合圣经的道理。
Then it will be according to the word of the Bible.
那我曾经也这样做过。
And I've also done this before.
啊，真的是发挥很大的效果。
And I've seen that it is actually very effective.
那这个推动这个家庭小组之后啊。
And after starting these home fellowship groups.
我们把它称作家庭小组。
So we call them home fellowship.
有的其他教派他们说叫细胞小组。
And some other denominations say that they are like small groups.
但圣经是告诉我们教会是神的家。
And so this tells us that the church is the house of God.
所以我们用家的观念来带领教会。
And so we use this concept of home to lead the church.
要让弟兄姐妹在教会有那个家的感觉。
And so that at church, people feel like they are at home.
就是说你的事情是我们大家的事情。
Just like how your matters are everyone's
matters. 这就是一种家的感觉。
And this is the feeling of home.
那怎么样让信徒有这种感觉呢？
How do we have members feel like this?
这有四个重要的推动的方式。
There are four different ways to promote this.
那这个就是我们根据团契的原理啊，啊来谈这个问题。
And so through fellowship, let us talk about this issue.
第一个就是联谊啊。
The first is through having fellowship and communication.
就是培养互相的信任。
And to cultivate and recognize one another.
最后就是要把这个迷羊找回来。
Then to find the lost sheep.
啊，那。要怎么彼此互相的啊这个联络呢
？So how do we communicate with one another？
啊，其实就是要名字要把它叫出来。
It's to be able to call out their name。
啊，虽然我是很久啊没有来到我们喜乐路教会。
Even though I have not been at Cerritos Church for a very long time。
啊，但是我在这个之前我就先去看看我们那个通讯录。
And however, before coming, I already looked at our church directory.
了解我们的弟兄姐妹，他名字叫什么
？And to know what are the names of our brothers and sisters.
所以现在我至少能够叫出一般信徒的名字。
So at least now today, I can call about half of the names of the brothers.
那么就会觉得说，弟兄姐妹大家这个关系就会很好。
And so through this, then you will have a good relationship with them.
我记得有一个纽西兰的一个女执事。
I know there is in New Zealand there's a Deacon Lee.
开这个咖啡店。
He opened a coffee shop.
他的生意比那个麦当劳还好。
And his business was better than McDonald's.
我问他说你怎么会那么好呢
？And I asked him how come your business is doing so well. And he said it's because Jesus Christ
guides.
And how did Jesus Christ guide you?
主耶稣给我智慧啊。
Because Jesus Christ gave me wisdom.
有客人来的时候
So when the customers come,
我就会问他你的尊姓大名啊
And I will ask him, what is your name?
哎，那客人都会跟他讲
And the customer will tell them.
那么客人第二次来的时候
And then the second time when the customer comes,
他马上就会叫出客人的名字
Then he will be able to call out their name.
觉得说我很受尊重啊
And I feel that, and they'll feel that, oh, I am very respected here.
就跟这个李执事就成为好朋友了
and would become good friends with this Deacon Lee.
他就生意好得很。
And so he had very good business.
所以我想在牧养教会也是一样。
So in pastoring the church is also the same.
当时我在带动这个家庭小组的时候
，when I was leading these home fellowships,
我就告诉小组长
，I told the small group leaders,
你们在两个月里面哈
，in the 2 months that you have,
啊，你们要让这些信徒名字都叫得出来。
You have to be able to say the names of the members.
从他的孙子叫什么名字
？From their grandchildren,
一直到他爷爷叫什么名字
？To their grandfathers,
嗯，都要叫得出来。
You have to be able to say their name.
那要怎么去做到这个这个目标呢
？So how do you achieve this goal?
他们会自己去想。
Then they'll think about this.
那他们想了很多。
They know there are many different ways.
去照, 把信徒啊, 一家一家 把他照相。
And so then they'll take pictures of each family member.
把相片贴在, 容易看到的地方。
And they'll place the picture somewhere where everyone can see.
那下面有名字啊,
And underneath there will be their name. So very quickly, learn their names, some small groups.
他们就把这弟兄啊, 各家的弟兄先把他带, 请出来。
They invited all the brothers first.
然后大家一起来聚餐。
And then they had a meal.
然后就这样子你能够认识了。
And then through that, then they are able to learn about each other.
有些小组呢, 就举办一个, 全家福的活动。
And then the other small groups invited members to take their family portrait.
去郊游了。
And then they would go out on an outing.
就很容易认识了。
And then doing so, they can get to know each other very quickly.
大家名字都叫得出来的时候,
and so when you're able to call out everyone's name,
就有话讲了。
Then you will have something to talk about.
那么像那个聚完会啊,
and right after service,
像我们这边一样, 有准备茶点,
like here, they also prepare some snacks.
分享。
And they are able to share there.
可是呢,
However,
信徒毕竟有一些是很内向的,
there are some members who are more introverted,
我是觉得他, 不太喜欢跟人家打交道,
or that they don't really enjoy speaking to other people.
开着车,
then there are some members who, right after service, get in their car and leave.
他们那一组的人就发现了,
and so the group noticed this.
诶,他怎么马上跑掉了?
Why does he automatically just drive away?
然后去了解了,
so they come to try to understand.
原来这个弟兄的太太啊, 身体不是很好,
and they understood that this brother's wife, it was a little bit ill.
自卑了,
and so it was very sad.
然后呢,
so then they found a way to draw closer to them.
那一家人啊,就不再,
and so then after that, that family would not just leave right after service.
所以说我们,
so if we're able to show respect to every family,
然后呢, 名字叫得出来,
and if we're able to say their name, then there will be something we can talk about.
然后会养成一个习惯,
and it will become a habit.
每次来聚会的时候,
every time when we come,
比如说安息日来聚会,
when we come on the Sabbath to worship,
我们这一组哪些人没有来啊?
Then we'll notice which people in this group are missing.
为什么不能来呢?
Why are they unable to come?
他们会赶快去了解,
they can understand very quickly.
就发现, 遇到一个很大的困难,
and they'll see that, oh, this person encounters some kind of difficulty.
就赶快帮他解决啊,
and they will hurry and help them try to solve it.
帮他解决的话,
and if they're unable to solve it,
可能他落到试探里头,
and if they fall into temptation,
可能会自死自于死的罪,
and they might commit a sin leading to death.
所以他们马上解决,
so they will try to solve it immediately.
但是呢, 有些信徒,
however, there are some members,
因为久了之后,
after some time, they might have some conflict with each other. So then the small groups leaders will think about it away. How can they resolve the conflicts between these members?
借着祷告,
and through prayer and discussion, they became messengers of peace. And so through their care and concern,
把信徒跟信徒之间有什么破口,
then they're able to fill any kind of bridge gaps between members. And so then they have to have a closer relationship. So they like, and people enjoy coming to church.
第二个我们谈到要分享,
next, second, we need to talk that we have to share.
就是要提升属灵的生命,
which is to grow our spiritual life.
要把信仰传下去,
and to pass down our faith.
要怎么做呢?
What do we do?
最好的方式啊,
the best way,
就是我们现在在推动的家庭聚会了,
is through having family service.
家庭聚会呢, 能够借着互动, 把大家来讨论道理,
and through fellowship, through the family service, people are able to have the opportunity to discuss the Word of God.
把道理行出来,
and then they're able to act out the Word of God.
我们一般有的家庭聚会啊,
and so most family services,
因为这个参加的人会觉得很少,
and you will feel that there are not many people who attend.
所以有些人久而久之说, 算了,不要了, 不要家庭聚会了。
And so some people after a period of time say that, oh, we shouldn't have family services anymore.
但是我们要去了解为什么人参加人会少呢?
But we need to understand why are there so few people attending family services.
就是我们刚刚讲的第一个步骤没有做好嘛。
That means that the first step has not been done well.
信徒的关系没有建立好。
That the relationship between members have not been established.
所以有人就很畏惧说，啊，好，我不要去了。
So there are people that say that I do not want to go anymore.
关系好的话，however,
if they have a good relationship, then many people will want to go to family services.
但家庭聚会要有内容啊。
But a family service also needs to have good content.
任凭啊，这个领啊带领的人，他要讲什么就讲什么。
And it's not that the family service leader just says whatever they want to say.
还是有进度的哈。
But there should be a progress.
那我们家庭聚会的查考圣经的范围很小。
And so, in what they study is small.
像我们查考路加福音呢。
For example, when we study the book of Luke.
我们每个礼拜查考一次。
We study once a week.
用了20个月才把路加福音查考完。
And using 20 weeks, then you only study finish the book of Luke.
20个月等于是80次了。
That's 18 times.
那所以我们就是用小范围来查考圣经。
And so we use such a small amount of time to study the Bible.
由教会统一出个讨论的题目。
So there should be some form of discussion from provided by the church.
那这个题目呢，其实很容易谈的。
And these discussion questions should be very easy. For example, if we turn to Mark chapter 10,
第十章的这个42节,
Mark 10 verse 42
到45节,
to 45,
像这样就是一段圣经了,
this is one passage.
那每一次家庭就查考一段圣经,
and every family service, you just study a short passage.
那这个就很容易去了解,
then this is something that's very easy to understand.
那不是每一节需要去查考,
and it's not that every verse you need to study.
早出的44节,
For example, verse 44.
在你们中间，谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。 这44节。
In verse 44.
那我们就要解释这个圣经嘛,
And so then we need to understand this verse.
这什么意思啊？
And the first question is, what does this mean?
为什么要为首的要先做众人仆人呢？
And why does it say, whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all?
要怎么解释呢？
How do you explain this?
当然这个平常我们也可以开个讲习会教导信徒。
And we can have some kind of workshop to teach the members.
也可以在查经的时候呢，来告诉信徒怎么去了解。
And we also have opportunity in to share about what is the meaning of this verse.
你可以从字面上。 马上就可以了解。
Or from the words it directly
仆人是什么意思啊？
What does it mean to be a slave?
要顺服主人嘛。
It means that you have to be submissive to the master.
就是要谦卑嘛。
That whatever you do, you need to be humble.
马上知道了。
And then, in that you understand.
有时候你可以从上下文来看。
Sometimes you can look at the verse before and after to understand.
为什么主耶稣谈到仆人？
Why is Jesus Christ talking about the servant?
假如你从35节到41节,
if you start from verse 35 to 41,
就知道了。
After you study, you know.
人都想要伟大嘛。
And because the disciples want to know who is the
greatest.
So Jesus Christ tells them that they need to be humble. So from the content before and after, you can understand the meaning. And you can also use the Bible itself to understand. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, what is the meaning of servant?
社会上那个仆人,
and the servant is not the servant that we see in society. It's very precious.
神所拣选的人叫仆人,
that the people of God who are chosen are called servants.
摩西蒙神拣选，他是神的仆人。
When Moses is chosen, he is the servant of God.
所以我们在教会做圣工被称为仆人，很尊贵的。
So today, when we are called a servant in the church, it's very precious.
服事的人都叫仆人。
So all people who serve are servants.
像这样圣经，我们就可以很清楚了解仆人什么意思了。
So from this, we know very clearly in the Bible what is the meaning of servant. We are the servant of God. We are humble. And we need to be submissive to the word of God. And in this way, the meaning is shown. And if this is not enough, how do we be a good servant?
那你看圣经有没有这个见证啊？
And so in the Bible, are there testimones concerning this?
很多见证，对不对？
There are many testimonies of a good servant.
最好的一个见证是什么？
What is the best testimony?
耶稣替门徒洗脚。
Is when Jesus Christ washes the feet of the disciples.
这个真的是太好了。
This is really amazing.
我们应该效法耶稣啊。
Because we need to imitate Jesus Christ.
为门徒洗脚。
And wash their feet.
那这个就是一个仆人的表现。
And this is the actions of a servant.
那有没有生活上见证呢
？Are there other testimonies in our life？
啊，我们有一个姐妹啊。
I have a, and there's a sister.
她也是受了高等教育。
And she was also highly educated.
她有了孩子。
She had children.
她要料理家事。
And she had to do housework.
洗尿布啦，做家事啦。
She had to change their diapers and do the housework.
觉得很委屈啊。
And so she felt very
受了那么多的教育啊。
I'm shameful because she had read so much
做这些小事情
education, but she was doing such menial work.
后来她看到耶稣的洗脚的这个榜样。
However, after she saw the example of Jesus Christ washing the disciples' feet,
耶稣是至高的神。
Jesus Christ was the high God.
他来到世上替人洗脚。
However, he came to this world and washed the feet of man.
怎么比呀？
How can I compare myself to Jesus Christ?
虽然我那么多的学问，
so even though I'm so highly educated,
还是比不上主耶稣。
I'm incomparable to Jesus Christ.
她又想了一想。
And then she thought,
家里的经济已经够用了。
And in the house, there is enough money.
我去外面打拼了。
It is, I don't need to go out to work.
那非常感谢神。
So this, she prays and thank God.
哦，她就决定要来啊照顾孩子。
She made the decision to take care of her children.
她的丈夫。
And to help her husband.
结果真的是成功了。
And surely she was successful.
她的丈夫是一个成功的人。
Her husband was a very successful person.
孩子也成功了。
And her children were also very successful.
哎，这个是。他的一个见证。
This is a testimony that she shared.
那我们也平常生活当中啊
，in our life，
其实有很多故事。
There are also many other stories.
有时候在讨论的时候
，that as we're discussing，
有很多信徒有他很好的经验。
And many members have very good experiences.
有人看到那个奥林匹克残障运动会。
For example, when someone watches the Paralympics，
有一个项目就是残障人士拿着拐杖在比谁走得快。
And that one of the races is that the athletes have walking sticks to see who runs the fastest.
就枪声一响呢
and when the gunshot goes off,
就赶快走啊
they hurry and walk.
有一个人跌倒了
but someone fell.
哇，在那边哭啊
and they were crying.
很奇妙啊
but very miraculously,
前面那九个人呢
the nine people in front of him
停下来了
all stopped.
他们不走了
they don't walk, go any further.
他们往回走啊
they went backwards.
把那个跌倒的把他扶起来
and they picked up the one that had fallen down.
十个人呢，手牵手。
And the ten walked hand in hand
往前走了
and continued to go forward.
看台上的观众啊
and so all the spectators
就站起来一直鼓掌
they all stood up and cheered them on
佩服他们
because they were very in awe of them.
残障
so even though they were handicapped
心不残障
but their hearts were not.
是那么谦卑的
that was how humble they were.
大家互相帮助
and so they helped one another.
其实我们有时候在这个查经的时候
and sometimes when we are studying the Bible,
就听到很多见证
then we can hear, and the family service can hear many testimonies.
有些年长者
so some of the more elderly members,
在灵恩布道会的时候
and during spiritual convocation,
他们就相邀了
they have fellowship.
哎，我们早半个小时来
let's come 30 minutes earlier.
我们一起来为这个教会祷告
to come and pray for the church.
为布道者祷告
to wait for, pray for the true seekers.
我们名字没有在安排表
so even though our name is not on the schedule,
没关系
it's okay.
我们能够为主做工就可以了
if we can do something for the
哎、
Lord,
这个、
it is enough.
对吧,
this is humility.
所以有时候在家庭聚会、啊、
so in family services,
你就会听到很多的见证
you'll hear many testimonies.、
哦、这无形当中就道理也懂了
and so in this, you know the truth.
他也知道说要怎么做了
they will know how to do it.、
哦、所以他灵性就成长了
then their spiritual life will grow.、
再加上会后的祷告代祷
on top of the prayer of intercession for each other
那会体验很多神的恩典
then you'll experience many of God's grace
比如说有些人说为家的病痛祷告
for example some people pray for those who are ill
回到家的时候
and when they go home
奇妙刚刚才祷告现在我家人病好了
that they had just prayed for their family member and they go home and they find that their family member is healed and so they've also had this type of experience
在带领家庭聚会的时候
and in leading family service
我们也鼓励弟兄姐妹
we also encourage brothers and sisters
你要开放你的家庭
you need to open your home
去学习接待弟兄姐妹
to learn how to receive brothers and sisters
就等于是在接待主耶稣
and in opening your homes in receiving them you're receiving Jesus Christ
我家那么小啊
so even though your home may be very small
不好意思啊
and you feel very
大家熟悉以后
but after everyone knows each other
在乎你家是多大多小
no one will worry or care whether or not your house is small or big
有些人认为说我在接待方面压力很大
or some people may feel that oh in receiving members it feels a lot of pressure
要准备那么多东西
because we need to prepare so many different things
那我是几个礼拜前
a couple weeks ago
在台湾的一个新庄教会
in 新庄 church
那负责人跟我讲
in Taiwan
他们那个每一次的家庭聚会啊
they said that in
教会就拨每组500块给他们
And that in every family service that the church gives about 500 NT to them, for them to prepare to, snacks and dessert for them.
那一家人呢,就不用准备了,
then they don't have to worry and prepare on their
own.
And so in receiving members, then there's no
pressure.
And so in encounter any kind of difficulty, we can help them solve it.
那有些信徒软弱的,
and so some members, when they are weak, you, when you bring them to service, they are very, they enjoy it greatly. Same thing for truth seekers. For example, when a truth seeker comes, when they see truth seekers, they're very excited. And then the truth seeker also thinks it's very miraculous. How come in one instant I have so many friends? Before, I only knew one person. But after that, after meeting all these, I have many friends. And so in this way, they'll come to enjoy to come to service. And so family service is a good way to preach the gospel. And a good place for our spiritual life to grow.
第三个呢,
third,
我们要谈到互助,
we have to talk about supporting one another. And it's to show our love so that people will feel that they are at home.
在耶稣的第一章的第二章的第七节,
1 John chapter 2, verse 7,
那里提到说神的命令救了,
and saying that there's no new commandment.
耶稣的
第二章第七节。First John chapter 2 verse 7。他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令。这旧命令就是你们所听见的道。”这里谈到神的道变成旧命令了。And it says that the word is the old commandment.
旧就是没有功效。It
means that it has no effect.
道理的总归就是爱。
And the sum of the law is love.
爱的道理怎么变旧了呢?
How does the commandment of love become old?
没有去实践嘛?
It's when you don't do it.
有一次我做了一个问卷调查。
One time I made a survey.
说当你遇到困难的时候,
when you encounter difficulty,
你找谁帮忙?
Who do you ask to help you?
三个答案让他们写了。
And they had three choices for them.
第一个找长老指示传道。
First is you go to the elders, ministers, and pastors.
第二个是找
Second is you find those who are in charge doing visitation. And the third is you find the people next to you. And which one count the most? So the most people chose the first one.
传道长职负责人,
if there's any question, then they just ask the pastors or ministers.
所以很多信徒的问题, 只有这些圣职人员,
and so many times the problems of the members, only the pastors and ministers know. All the members do not know.
你说他怎么去实践彼此相爱呢?
Then how can they show love to one another if they don't know? There's not even an opportunity.
所以到底听一回事啊,
and so they only hear it as
words.
How do you love?
不晓得怎么做啊,
they don't know what to do.
所以有一次, 我到, 一个教会去协助圣工,
and one time I went to a church to help with their holy work there.
那里的那个黄昏班人也很有爱心,
and so there was their visitation group had a lot of love.
老弟兄家去聚餐,
and they took me to an old brother's house to have a meal.
他也顺便请了附近的信徒也去聚餐,
and he also invited the members that live around him to join him in the meal.
以后,
and after eating the meal,
那个年长的弟兄啊,
the elderly member
就问一个中年的弟兄,
asked a middle-aged brother,
某某弟兄啊, 你家住哪里啊?
And asked him, oh brother, where do you live?
我家隔你两条街,
I am two streets down from you.
年长者就问他, 那你有没有经过我家?
And then the elder member asked, have you passed through by my house?
有啊, 我常常经过啊。
And said, yeah, I pass by your house very often.
那你知道我住在这边吗?
And he said, do you know that I live here?
是啊, 我知道啊。
And they said, yeah, I know you live there.
从来都没有来过我家?
Then how come you've never come to my house before?
中年弟兄怎么说呢?
And what did this middle-aged brother say?
每次经过你家的时候,
every time I pass by your home,
我总想要去敲敲门啊。
I want to knock on your door.
但是我不晓得你高兴不高兴。
But I don't know if you're happy or not.
所以我不敢敲门啊。
So I'm afraid to knock
一直想敲不敢敲啊。
on your door. Every time I want to knock, but I'm afraid to.
所以今天有机会我才来啊。
So today when we have this meal, that's why I came. So I can come to know you.
你看信徒的彼此的关系是这么陌生啊。
So we can see that the members are so such strangers to each other. Even though they know there's a member living there.
不敢去敲门。
They're afraid to knock.
因为彼此的互动不够,
because there is not enough fellowship between them.
所以你说叫大家彼此相爱,
so to love one another.
怎么彼此相爱?
How can you love one another?
陌生怎么相爱?
If you are strangers.
所以难怪这圣经告诉我们, 这个道理变旧了。
And so that's why the Bible tells us that this commandment has become old.
所以道理把它实践出来才能够成为新的。
And it's only through acting and acting out that it becomes new.
有些信徒很可怜啊。
So some members are very pitiful.
遇到病痛啊。
When they encounter sickness.
啊，医生跟他讲，哎呀，你的肾脏萎缩了。
And that the doctor tells them that your or one of your organs has shrunk.
他一听到这医生跟他这样讲，哇，他很紧张啊。
And when the doctor told her, they were very scared and were crying.
啊，有一个姐妹了。
And so there was this sister.
刚刚我们路过那边。
And it just so happened we were passing by that area.
我们进去访问她。
We went to go visit her.
才发现你她在哭。
And we found her crying.
哭得很伤心啊。
And she was crying bitterly.
那我们就安慰她，为她祷告。
Then we comforted her and prayed for her.
后来我在想。
Then I thought.
她的左邻右舍很多的信徒啊。
That be right and left her, there are many of her members. 为什么
没有把她困难跟他们讲，请他们代祷呢？
Then why didn't she share her illness to them and have them pray for her?
所以说教会。本来就是一个很好互助的一个系统。
And so the church actually is a place where people can really communicate and will help each other.
可能朋友帮不了忙。
And even if you're not able to help one another.
可能家人也帮不了忙。
And if you're not even able to help your family.
当你带到教会来的时候。
But when you bring it to church.
真的是问题就迎刃而解啊。
Then sometimes the problem is able to become resolved.
这个是很重要的。
This is so important.
啊，比如说。
For example.
啊，有些的爱心啊。
And some people's love.
必须要是一种。不疲倦的
，has to be it's unconditional.
什么叫不疲倦
？What does it mean that?
就是要有耐心
，meaning that you need to be patient.
不是一年两年能够解决。
It's not something that can be solved with one and two years. There was a sister.
来教会的时候
，when she comes to church,
愁眉苦脸啊
she always looks very gloomy.
问她说你发生什么事啊
？And they asked her what's wrong.
我先生呢行邪术的。
And she said, my husband does sorcery.
我信耶稣哦。
And he knows that I worship.
常常打我啊。
Worship Christ, and so she often beats me.
小组的这些信徒哈。
And so these group members
哇就很紧张啊。
Were very anxious. How can this happen?
万一被打死怎么办
？What if she's beaten to death?
那就开始商量了。
And so they discussed.
那他们就做了一个决定。
So they made the decision.
这样好了。
We should do this.
每一个礼拜哈。
Every week.
我们要有两对的夫妻啊。
We'll have a couple.
就去他家去访问一下。
And have two couples to go to their house to visit them.
那我们这弟兄就跟他的先生做朋友吧。
And so then, their husband can become friends with the sister's husband. And through patience, so they took turns to do this.
不是固定说这两对夫妻。
And it's not just one couple that did it.
很奇妙。
And very miraculously.
花了大概七八年的时间。
After 7 to 8 years.
这个行邪术的来信主了。
This husband who did sorcery believed in Jesus Christ.
结果这个暴力啊就解决了。
And this violence was solved.
在这个小组的这个爱心里面
，and within this small group，
实在有很多讲不完的。
There are so many things that I cannot.
有人搬到我们喜乐路来了。
For example, when somebody moves,
马上就能够发现了。
We immediately are able to know.
小组就赶快到他家举办一个欢迎会。
And immediately we can go there and have a welcome party.
他要搬离这个地方了。
When someone is leaving,
赶快去办了，为了办一个欢送会。
Then you'll have a farewell fellowship for them.
虽然搬离开了。
When they leave,
还是常常跟我们联络
and they'll still continue to communicate with us.
大家的感情已经连续在一起了
So this is all different ages together.
不受时间、空间的限制
It's not limited by time or space.
有的发生了一个很极大的病痛
and when someone is suffering through a great illness,
需要各方面的援助啊
and they need other people to help.
以前在台湾还没有什么健康保险的时候
in Taiwan before there was any kind of health care,
有一个姐妹生产以后啊大量出血
there was a sister who after giving birth kept bleeding.
动手术要钱啊
and she in order to go through surgery, she had to have money.
山上来的一个信徒
and she was a member in the mountain.
但是因为跟大家互动得很好
，But she had good fellowship with people
她告诉小组长
around, so she told her small group.
小组长就赶快告诉执事会
，And so the small group leader told the church council.
手术20,000
，And that all the procedure will cost $20,000.
那执事会说没问题
，And so then the church council said no problem.
我们赶快送过去
，We'll send it over.
那这小组长说我们信徒之间已经。花东要募捐呢、啊、
，and so within the members they had already collected the money.
你们先送过去啊，你们要募捐还给教会也可以啊。
And so you can send it over first, and then we'll have support from the members later on.
在两个小时里面、啊、
So within 2 hours,
送到医院。
Once she was sent to the hospital,
好感动啊、
the members were so
touched. 你们没有把我们看作是外人、啊、
You did not think of us as outsiders.
把我们看作是一家人、啊、
You thought of us as part of your family.
教会有什么事，他很快的就来帮忙、啊。
And because whenever there's anything in the church, they very quickly will go and help.
所以我们若有这样的一个、小组的运作、
So if we have this type of small group,
小组长来带动这些工作。
And then the small group leaders can lead them.
很多难以解决的事情。
Many of the difficult problems.
不用麻烦这些职务人员。
Then you won't need to bother the church council. Then we can solve it together on our own.
那当然，我们定时会向职务会报告。
And of course, we will report to the church council.
另外，最后一个叫侍奉哈。
Lastly, is the next one is servitude.
就是我们要把那些那个闲置人才能够来。应用出来
and to use the service people to serve.
比如说，我几天前有讲到说，要收集见证的这个蒙恩见证的这些资料。
For example, a couple nights ago, I spoke about how we should collect the testimony.
就很快能够收集。
And in small groups, you can very quickly collect these testimonies.
有的会讲不会写啊。
Because some people know how to say it, but cannot write it.
那请他讲，我们找我们小组里的信徒来帮他写。
So they can say it and find a member to write it for them.
那譬如说要推动家庭祭坛
and or in establishing family altar
有些人、哦、圣经读不懂
there are some people for sure when they read the Bible they do not understand
小组安排说、哎、你们读不懂的时候我们这里有 哪一个人可以帮你的忙
and that for those who are unable to understand there should be a resource of members for them to if, can go to if you don't understand what you're reading
so through the
power of small groups you can do many things
甚至青年的婚姻、啊、
even in the marriage of the youth
大家也要互相关心
that you need to, everyone needs to show concern for them
教会要办什么活动
that when the church wants to do any kind of activity
你可以通过小组去推动
and then you can do it through the small groups
有一次台北教会那个那个诗歌布道
One time, the Taipei Church had a hymnal evangelical service.
全权授权给青年去推动
And they gave this completely to the youth to coordinate.
事前的策划
From the planning.
里面的这个过程的那个执行
And the content.
到事后
Towards to the service.
整个都青年去做
All of it was done by the youth.
一授权以后
And after giving this,
哇，青年人做得很好
They found that the youth did a very good job.
我们很多事情要懂得授权
And so a lot of things we need to learn to have other members do it.
很多人才
Then we'll see that there are actually many workers are capable.
有一次我到韩国去的时候
One time I went to Korea.
韩国有一个叫泉州教会
And there is a church called Chenzo in Korea. They also have small home fellowships. And their pastor told me, and after evangelical service, they have a small group fellowship meeting, and they tell the coordinators that we need to prepare for the next evangelical service. How do we prepare? You need to tell the brothers and sisters to take 1 month.Everyone needs to pray.
主耶稣有没有感动我们想到弟兄那个我们亲戚朋友还没信主的
？And for them to think about what are the family members that have not believed in Christ yet.
把这些名单呢、啊，把它收集过来。
After you collect this name list.
一个月以后哈、啊。
After 1 month.
他们收集了超过100个人的名单。
They collected about over 100 names.、
啊、那传道再告诉小组长。
And then the pastor tells the small group leaders.
你告诉这些弟兄姐妹啊。
And you tell them.
有了这些名单、啊。
After having this list.
你们要去。拜访他们。
You need to go and visit them.
但一开始不要跟他们讲耶稣哦。
In the beginning, you don't need to talk about Jesus Christ.
你先关心他们。
Show concern for them first.
找一些家常的那个话题来讲。
And talk about some conversational topics.
哎呀，我的孩子很糟糕呢。
For example, I'm talking about their family. If their child is doing very badly, like if they're in middle school.
不喜欢读书啊。
But they don't like to study.
这边跑到一些。我们这里不知道有没有叫做网路咖啡店哈。
And they will every day they'll go to an internet cafe.
打电脑。
And they'll just go there to play games.
他说我要找他都找不到。
And when I want to go find them, I cannot find them.
那我们教会有这个见证了。
And so our church has this testimony.
马上跟他讲。
Then you can tell them.
我们以前有一个青年也是一样的。
Before we also had a youth like that.
妈妈很伤脑筋啊。
His mother didn't know what to do.
结果我们的教会青年带他来教会啊。
But when the church youth brought him to church,
他就喜欢来教会聚会。
He liked.Coming to church.
就不去就网咖了
And so then he didn't no longer go to the internet cafe. And he changed. And so then his family came together with him and also came to believe. And so there are actually many problems that they might share. And then we can take that opportunity to share with them. And after testifying, they'll like, enjoy coming to the family service and through service at churches. And so later on that church,
半年之后,
after half a year,
25个人受洗,
25 people were baptized.
他们的教会, 信徒是300多人,
they have about 300 members.
那他说,
that after 6 months, 25 people were baptized.
他们很认真, 还把那个名册给我看,
and they were very diligent and even showed me the name list.
所以韩国的教会也在做。
So we can see the church in Korea is also doing this type of work. And in China, some churches are also doing similar. Because according, if we do according to the Bible, it'll seem that this holy work has become a lot more simpler. And there'll be a good communication in the, within the church. Whenever there's an opinion, then you can respond to it immediately. One time I met some brothers and sisters, and it wasn't family service. But they were gathered together on Sunday. They were discussing some of the work for that group. And someone said that, oh, the hymn book and Bibles are very broken. Let us offer. To get rid of the ones that are broken and to purchase some new ones. And they told this opinion to the church council member. And the church council member thought this is very good. And if the members are willing to do it, that's even better. So there are, it becomes that many members actively want to do this on their own. Let's go to the last slide to look at the pictures. And this is the home fellowship in Xinguan Church. So big and small, they see they all have fellowship together. Next picture slide. And in every home fellowship, they'll count how many true seekers there are. Next slide. And even in rain, when it's raining, that's how good their feelings are for each other.
有一些一般说,只要下雨了,我们就不出去了。
And some people might think that, oh, it's raining, so we'll not go anymore.
他们连下雨都去郊游啊。
But even when it's raining, they still go out on the
street.
So they already have that kind of fellowship with each other. Next slide.
这个上面在家庭聚会的见证啊。
And this is the home fellowship, and they're sharing their testimonies.
很感动人的。
And this is very moving.
所以我们从这些就可以了解。
And so from these, we can understand.
其实我们这个教会能够好好推动这个家庭小组。
And if the church is able to successfully promote home fellowship,
流失的信徒,
then we will be able to find the lost sheep.
好久没来的回来了。
You'll find those who have not come for a long time return.
你会看到那些平常没有被安排工作的信徒哦。
And you also find members who have usually are not have any holy work. They have many work to do. And then we're not worried about that they're not assigned any work. Then in caring for one another, that is holy work. And so in small groups, when they are, then in, they will grow together. Let us take a break. Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.